Hi, John. Sorry for the long
Hi.
hold. That call took really long. I hoped you weren't remaining there on the line.
I just hung it up and dialed
Wow, I'm
again
so
just
sorry.
now.
Oh, I guess it got lost already in the system because when I went back, it
That's
wasn't there.
okay. All right, don't
All right.
apologize. How are you today, Esther?
I am good. Yourself?
A little shaky. That's par for the course in this household. I have tremors, and they can be pronounced.
Oh.
I don't know what you know about mental health, but the meds they use in mental health are effective in taming mental health and getting it in check, getting it up to speed, but they can have some terrible side effects. It's hard to
Yeah,
make any.
that's usually what happens with everything.
Also, I had a mini stroke some years ago. I never got treatment for it. TIA, they call them, transient ischemic incident or tragic ischemic accident. I had some kind of a stroke. Mini one, I'm
Were
pronouncing
you
it
aware
wrong.
that you had it, or you only learned that from testing?
Say again?
Were you aware of that, or you only learned that from testing?
Did I only learn that because of. I was aware even as it was happening.
Oh.
I couldn't get any care for it. When I see those ads on TV that says, call your ambulance and tell them take me to Crouch, every time I'm tempted, I don't know what I would do in Syracuse for a ride home.
Wow. So John, the update is that I didn't get either of them to agree to go because they're all really far. So what I'm doing right now is we are recruiting more aides. Hopefully they'll all be ready by the beginning of next week.
Beginning of next week?
Yeah, because right now whoever I have currently working with the agency is unable to go to you because they're not in Rome area. They're all an hour and 50 minute drive.
Yeah, oh, that's just too
Yeah.
much. I
It's a
know.
shame because
That's bad
Ariana was
out.
covering you and two more clients.
Oh,
Crazy, isn't
okay.
that right?
There is a lot of competition for the age, isn't there?
I
The
don't,
good ones.
to be honest, they have to be certified to work for this type of company, and not a lot of
They have
people
to
are
be
certified.
certified to work for what company?
For this type of home care that you're with, they're supposed to be a certified home health aide or a certified personal care assistant, which means they have to go through training and schooling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy. Well, that must just make the race to get the good ones even harder.
Right. Unfortunately, right?
Ariana told me she was certified.
She's a certified home health aide. She attended a 2-week school with Essential Independent, and she got certified at the beginning of October, and then she started working with you. Trust me that she, maybe she doesn't, maybe she meant to say I'm not a certified nurse, but she's a certified home health aide. That's definitely
She
what she
told
is.
me she was certified. Yeah, she did. She said, I'm sure. I think she said, I'm a certified home health
Yeah, home
aide.
health aide. That's what she is.
Well, you're recruiting. Do you
Yeah.
have anybody to work in the interim, or do
Yes,
you
I do have. I
need
did have a
anything?
few people respond that live in Rome, so and that are certified. So what I'm doing now is I have to collect their IDs, get them to fill out an application. I have to do their background check, get them to do a drug screening. You know, it's a little bit of a process, so I'm trying to rush this. I know that you really need someone.
I do. I need
Yeah.
help. Kind of.
Yeah. So I'm really
Kind
trying
of.
to do that as quick as possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, allow me the liberty to call back periodically and check with you. And by periodically, I guess
You
I
can.
mean every other business
Okay.
day.
That's okay. That's okay, ma'am. And of course,
And
when
I
I
can
have
wait.
an update sooner for you, I definitely will reach out to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I was going to say, I reserve the right to call you every other day or so.
Absolutely, you do reserve that right.
And now that I know all that you're involved in and trying to get some certified help in here, I'm content to let you go for the day and go on about affects your business. I don't want to slow you down because it's just going to delay my goal, which is to get a good helper in the house.
Yeah.
Did you tell me you're in Rockland County?
I myself am sitting in Rockland County, yes.
Not the city itself, except but Rockland County?
Yeah, so Rockland is not a city. It's just a county. Yeah, I work in Rockland County. Rockland is pretty big, honestly.
Yeah, I believe it. How far is how far of a drive is it from Rockland into your nearest point into New York City?
It could be even an hour only, short of an hour.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. And what part of the city can you reach in just short of an hour?
Manhattan, Fort Lee, you literally get to the bridge, like get to the city. If there was no traffic, it may even be 45 minutes, but there's always traffic, so, yeah.
I've ridden with my sister. She has her dates. She's in Putnam County. She and her husband have a home in Putnam County.
Mm-hmm.
And their location is kind of...
Yeah, Putnam is all the way up. They're like...
I know they're more than an hour from the city by car.
Yeah, it's the other way. I mean, yeah, I'm closer to Putnam than you are, though, most definitely.
Yep.
Where in Putnam County?
I'm in Oneida County.
No, where in Putnam County is your sister-in-law?
Cold Spring.
Cold Spring, yeah.
It's across the river from the military academy, kind of diagonally.
Cool.
Across Hudson from West Point. In fact, when we go into the village,
mm-hmm.
Down on the pier, it's kind of touristy, and boats there, curio shops, restaurants and such. But when we go from her house down to the pier in town, which is just a brief drive, walk out on the pier there, it's a stone pier with a statue of a gun that somebody invented for some war. And
mm-hmm.
You can see it, the cliffs, the bluffs, West Point is located. I'm pretty sure either she or her husband pointed that out to me once. It was across the river, slightly to the left.
Yeah, I've been up there to West Point as well.
Well, I'm sure. That'd be a good sight to see. There's so much going on there. Drilling and out of circumstance, marching in formation.
Yep.
It's something. I'm sure it's something to see. I had an actual guy that took me out on a boat one time with her father-in-law by marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she wanted to send me to Indianapolis. She wanted to ship me out. Rich relationship did not go as she had planned. And she was the one making all the plans. They planned to be married soon.
Mm.
And I wasn't content to believe that I'd be comfortable in a marriage term for 21 years or more than it would take to raise a child should one come along. Well, it's kind of blocked. I said, no way. Shortly thereafter, that he should hit the fam. One of the uncles in her family was a congressman, and that was a respectable one. The
mm-hmm.
rest of them were all gangsters, I'm pretty sure.
Congressman.
Anyway, it's a story for another day. So we should have we could discuss that over a cocktail if you should ever come calling up.
If I come up the way, I'll let you know.
It was a nightmare. It got to be a nightmare. Anyway, please keep me in the loop.
Yes, I will.
And I want you to use all your powers, all your skills. I just don't want my mother to see me like this. I don't want to get to heaven
in the line. I'll try my best, okay?
Do you remember to use all your skills and all your talents?
Of course.
That's from The Godfather, I think it was.
Oh, The Godfather, yeah.
Yeah, that movie when Johnny got shot up at the toll booth.
It's a good movie.
And Al Corleone. And
I should watch that again.
Huh?
I should watch that again.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I think the more you watch it, the worse it looks. I don't think it does much to edify Italians. And being a Bagnolia, I don't like things that don't edify Italians. But
what do you say, being what?
Being
What do you say, being?
Being an Italian as I am.
Yes, you
know,
you are.
Being a Bagnolia, my father was Italian. My mother was an Irish woman. They met in the North Country when he came home from World War II. And she graduated from college and was working in Malone.
Mm-hmm.
They met up there. He was at Clarkson studying the same thing he was studying when Japs bombed Pearl Harbor. That was the day he took off from college, and after VJ Day, VE Day, he came home, probably after VJ Day, and he came home and went back to his school. Finished his degree in chemical engineering.
Thanks. All right, John, I actually have a meeting that I have to get on to. I have an 11:15. So I'm going to be talking to you in a bit, okay?
Keep me in the loop.
I will. All right, have a great rest of your day, sir.
Thanks, Chester. That means a lot to me. Thank you, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.